Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
It's all love. I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. I don't understand. Every team that wins more than they lose, their rosters are elite and the Giants stink.
I don't often read the text line, but here's, before you go, Bonte, here's a summation. Bonte is out of pocket, worst take ever, followed by go back to the other station, Willard.
There you go.
So there you have it.
It's all love.
Back to back text.
I'm out. I don't get it. I don't understand, and we can talk about this throughout the day. I'd love to know your perspective on this. It probably lands somewhere in the middle, is my guess. Our Giants insider Alex Pavlovich is going to join us here in about 45 minutes. We can talk some more about it. Mike Silver is on the show today. We've got Cleared to Play, and unfortunately, and seemingly as always, plenty of injuries to fire through. Dr. Brian Feeley is going to be on the show later today as well. Warriors offseason is actually central focus today as well, because I'd love to go through. I think we have seven names. Is it seven names?
That sounds
about
right.
Is it six names?
Not five, not six, not seven.
That are question marks for next year. They're question marks for next year. Kevon Looney, GP2,
right.
OPJ, all of that. Where exactly would you rate the importance on each one of those players? And where they sit on the Warrior priority list. We'll get into all of it. I'd love to hear your perspective, though, on the conversation that just took place. I'm legitimately flummoxed. I don't understand.
I have a hard time with it, because for me, the proof is in the pudding. And when you talk about a baseball team, you look at the standings, because there are different ways to win. And this Giants team is not a cookie cutter. We're going to bash the ball around and crush you. They're not a masterful, we can out-pitch you every night team, and their defense has been bafflingly poor this year by Giants standards. Yet, you wake up, and they're 9 games above 500. So you start to have to look and say, why? And when you look at the why part of it, why are they 9 games above? Part of what Bonte says is correct. The league across the board is awful. Baseball has never been worse from a top-to-bottom standpoint. So there are wins out there to be had. But on the other side, the Giants are winning games 2-1. They won last night 12-10. They seem to have players who have a knack for winning. Jock Peterson is becoming a forever Giant, even though he was a Dodger, according to sources.
Well, yeah.
He's becoming a beloved member. You found a Luis Gonzalez. Your pitching staff is up and down. The starters are great. you're 9 games above 500. The thing about it for me, I just don't understand. And we can look at Elliot Ramos, and we can look at Marco Luciano, and they had better hit. They had better be something. And if they aren't, at that point, I think we can start to really bury a guy. They won 107 games. They lost in 5. And that sucks. Winning in 5 is better than losing in 5.
Yes, losing in the playoffs
is far fun. And Farhan has a lot to prove before we can give him the Bob Myers treatment. But at this juncture of his tenure, I think to throw dirt and bury him, if they're 9 games below 500 right now, I'm right behind Bonte saying the exact same things. But they're a winning team. And, you know, maybe in a month and a half, we'll get to the deadline and they will be 9 games below 500. I don't think they will be. But where they are right now, I don't think they are open to that level of criticism.
Well, there's one issue here, and then we can circle back to it, because we do want to get to the Warriors stuff with regard to the offseason question marks they have. But there seems to be an argument here that's building out of, A, what's actually factually happening in front of us, versus B, what our perception and our emotional vibe is with a thing. For instance, let me read another text that just came through.
I had to turn it off.
925. I'm sorry. Well, it's right here. You know it's always right here in front. 925. If you think Jock is an all-star starter, you need to watch baseball besides the Giants. No. Did you not see that the vote just came out and Jock is an all-star starter as of now? We'll see if the vote continues. It's very rare that the vote moves very much after it initially comes out. I'm not sitting here telling you I think he should be an all-star. I'm here telling you that he's third in the all-star voting and right now is tracking to be the starting left fielder for the National League All-Star game. But you want to look and do, as Bonte calls it, the eye test. And I'm looking at the team and I know, oh, they don't hit. Well, they're sixth in baseball in runs scored. So you can sit here and tell me all of the things you think and that you feel when you watch the game. I'm over here, as is Farhan, with a number or a fact. And so they're not good enough. Well, their record says they are. And once upon a time, Bill Parcells stated something that I know most sports fans love. You are what your record says you
Amen.
Are. So the Giants are a damn good baseball team. Over a long stretch of time, that's who they are.
But it's difficult, and I'll play devil's advocate for that other side of the argument to say this. When you look at this team with your eyes and you don't have the numbers, if they didn't put stats up at all when players came to bat, if we didn't have all these advanced metrics, you would look at the majority of these guys and say, he's not very good. They got some guys who look old, some guys who feel like automatic outs, some other guys who can come through and actually produce at the plate, but the general eye test, and when you look at the names on the back and you don't know these guys because this Austin's up and then that Austin's out and then this Brandon's playing and then that Brandon's not playing, he's hurt, and you've got a Kurt, and you've got all these guys, and you don't really get to know them. You don't know a lot about them, so the eye test isn't as rewarding as, by the way, they are productive and they are winning and they're 9 games above 500.
No, it's not that I don't understand that. I completely understand that Bryce Harper is not on the team and Ronald Acuña Jr. is not on the team and Aaron Judge is not on the team and neither is Paul Goldschmidt and all of that. But, you know, let me take you to another example of what I'm talking about. A bunch of teams just got thrown out who are championship contenders and the Giants aren't. One of them was the Milwaukee Brewers. Okay. Name 3 Brewers.
Right.
I'll wait. I mean, like this vaunted lineup, you couldn't name 1 player in it. You couldn't name 1 player in it, most baseball fans. So I just think this is, you mentioned this earlier, we were chatting about it. This is the nature of fandom, and I get it. There's a piece of you that always hates your team. Believe me, my family, my extended family all lives in L.A. A bunch of them are Dodger fans, which is, you know, why I don't see them very often.
Yeah.
But anyway, If you talk to them, this good though, the bullpen and damn it, and this guy, and he always strikes out at the wrong time, and Bellinger and Muncy, and they're mad too, even though their team, $300 million and right. 100 wins every year and all that. So there's a piece of you that always hates your team.
It's funny you say that, because I was thinking about when the Warriors get that next piece of hate, because we are in the glow right now, post-parade, post-championship, but at some point, something's going to happen where some fan is going to be mad at this team.
Absolutely. It's
unfathomable right now, though, in the glow of what we had on Monday.
But it happened already in this season. And in fact, you really only need to go back to what? A week ago? A week and a half ago, they're down 2-1. And we were here lined up. Draymond.
He got punked. Draymond got punked.
Jordan Poole is unplayable. And they should have gotten the damn big man. And then a little plucky 3-game win streak. And we're all spraying each other with confetti.
And champagne in the eyes.
I mean, that's how it goes.
I got offered a variety of things on the route.
So let's get to some of your calls, and then let's allow our song of the day to set the table for the Warriors offseason, which we want to get into as well. It's Willard and Dibs. Thank you so much for being with us. 888-957-9570 is the number. That is our Xfinity mobile text line as well, which apparently you know, because that is quite active already this morning. And hello, Twitch and YouTube. Good morning to you. Thank you, as always, for being with us right here on 95.7 The Game. Okay, Spadoni, come on, song of the day. Let's go.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do.
Now, I got 3 kids and a bunch of problems.
It's all right.
First of all, there's never a bad time for this song.
That's true.
Second of all, I just want to dedicate this to Kevon Looney, mainly. That's it. I just want to dedicate. By the way, his agent, Todd Ramasar, Monday on this show.
Okay?
Monday on this show, we will be talking to Kevon Looney's agent. We would have been doing it today, but he's on a plane. Yeah, you're damn right. He's on a plane right now to the NBA draft, which is apparently tomorrow. Hell if I knew. There's an NBA draft. Do the Warriors know? Are the Warriors going to be there?
They're going to be there.
All right.
They're going to make some great, great selections. And if you're sitting at that end of the first round, early second round grade, you are praying you got drafted by the Warriors. Think about that.
Are you, though?
Absolutely.
Well, but you're waiting. If you get drafted by the Warriors, you're waiting.
Yeah, but you get to be a part of this.
Yeah, no, I hear you, which is amazing. All right, it's all brought to you by the Department of Healthcare Services. It's Willard and Dibs, Philmo, Mike, and anyone else jumping on the line right now. Stay right where you are. Coming to you next, 888-957-9570. And the off-season priorities for the Warriors, center focus, Looney, GP2, and more, coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Feeling good. Ready to get into this on so many fronts. Again, Alex Pavlovich, top of the hour. Mike Silver in an hour. A lot going on in the NFL that's, dicey. A little bit of a dicey day in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
Deshaun. Dan Snyder. That one's going to like the House Oversight Committee. Oh, it's always fun when it ends up at the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, if your business dealings wind up in Congress, you're probably not doing good things.
You know, like I always say with sports, we're here for the fun. You know what I mean? I think sometimes we forget that. You know, it's one you can scream about the trade your GM didn't make. Or damn it, Tyro Estrada dropped the ball over at second base, and that's fine. But by and large, one of the reasons I celebrate wins so much, I'm here for the fun.
Right.
And when it ends up in Congress, whoops. Kind of lost out on the fun there.
Do you want Congress or confetti? What do you want in your sports?
Yeah. I'll take GP2 with a water gun. That's me. That's kind of my deal on that one.
A shirtless, tatted GP2 squirting fans or your owner giving a deposition? Which sounds like more fun to you, Mark?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But, so you know, honestly.
Rough. It's so rough.
He's a, I don't know him personally, but Dan Snyder is a snake oil salesman. It's time for him to get the Donald Sterling treatment.
I mean, remember when his biggest controversy was whether or not the team should change its name?
Right.
Yeah.
Those were quaint old days.
Good old days, man. Good old days where you're just yelling about a racist team name.
That's it.
Boy, it got a lot hotter than that. And Deshaun Watson, I will never settle. I will never settle because I'm innocent, and I will never. All right, let's settle. All 20 of them. Oh, and there's
not
four.
All of them.
All 20 of those. Then there's four more over there.
Those are the four thinking, all right, you 20, go ahead and settle. We're holding out for the real coin.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, nothing but fun there. We'll get to your phone calls in just a second. But want to put this out there as well. So here's the list, okay? And everybody can start letting this percolate in your head a little bit, and then we can affix a number to it. 1 through 5 on the importance of keeping them next year. 5 being the most important, 1 meaning, doesn't really resonate with you. Here are the names: Kevon Looney,
right?
Otto Porter Jr., GP2, Nemanja Bjelica, Andre Iguodala, Damian Lee, and Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Okay.
Those are your question marks.
Yeah.
For next year.
Started at the bottom because I'm here, and I'll start with Andre Iguodala. It's a 1. Thanks, Andre, and I don't want to diminish his impact as a coach, but we don't need you on the floor anymore. It's over, and that's okay. It's been an unbelievable career. You're a Hall of Famer. If you want to stick around and be a Zaza Sean Livingston figure, love to have you. You're a 1. Juan Toscano-Anderson from the 95th, man, you've been phenomenal. You've been a great Warrior. You're forever a Bay Area guy, and you got your chip, but you need to go somewhere else and try to make a way for yourself. We don't have the roster room for you. Juan Toscano-Anderson's a 1, and he's probably my second favorite Warrior behind GP2. I'll get to him momentarily. Bjelica, Ariana Grande. Thank you, next.
Oh, wow.
Appreciate it. No, it's been great, but there's not minutes for him. You're now the 4th string center pending the draft when Wiseman comes back. Now we get into the tougher country, and we're left with Otto Porter Jr., GP2,
Looney, and did you do Damian Lee?
Damian Lee's a 2, your family, but you're going to be the 15th
like
man.
Yeah.
Your family, you get to stay, your family. We need you here. If not, we're going to make sure you go with Seth. We're going to get you out with your brother Seth because family's important to us.
He badly wants to stay. He pretty much said that to us. You know, you were talking about, he gets some time off. He's like maybe 10 days. He's like, I need to try to stay on this team.
Right.
You know what I mean? 3-year deal was up as soon as that parade started.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, look, family, yes. So yeah. I like
you
that you
keep
gave
him.
I like that you gave him an extra
He's
point for
2.
Being family. But does he feel expendable? Obviously.
Yes, not emotionally expendable, though, because, I mean,
not
you
emotionally,
think about, you know,
but basketball-wise.
Steph's kids being able to be around their cousin, and I know with a baby on the way, I pulled the heartstrings a lot more with the kids stuff now, but something about him having the baby with Steph's sister, he's a 2, Mark. You got to keep him.
Before we get to the big 3, let me go ahead and answer those 4 as well.
Am I in the right kind of sphere for you?
You're in the neighborhood, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to give Andre a 2 instead of a 1. Almost out of a few things, one of them just being respect for what he has been to this dynasty, and also because of how many players I heard point to him and say, you helped me through this, you helped me through that. We watched him even in GP2's ear right there in the final game of the NBA Finals. Stay in there. You got to do this. You got to do that. So he was dialed in, maybe not on the floor, but he was dialed into the team, and he tweeted out at SportsCenter right before the parade, what, I can't run it back? I think we're all assuming he's going to retire.
Right.
Maybe he's not. And if he's not, is there some sort of minimum contract value to having him there? I could see it. I could see it. I'm not like
Vetman 2.0.
I'm not married to it, but I'll give him a 2.0.
All right.
And not a 1. Damian Lee, same thing. I like that you give him 1 point up for being family, so we'll give him a two. Nemanja Bjelica, as much as there were times where he disappeared for a week or two, there were also some really key moments there. So could you replace him with someone else? Absolutely. But I'm also going to put him at a two.
Man, yeah. I wish I had you as a teacher.
JTA is the one that I hate to say I'm going to put it at a one, because JTA, we love the guy. Man, he knows how to party. Man, he knows how to do an interview. And man, the ties to Oakland and just Warriors Junior Camp just make you feel every single warm fuzzy that's out there. And I love all that. But is there any basketball reason you can think
of
why it has to be him and not someone else? I have no problem if it is him, whatever final spot on the roster for veteran minimum that you want to hand it out. If it's him because he knows the system, great. Let it be him. But if there's another spot where he can make a dollar more and that's what he wants, man, I'd pat him on the back and say, go get it.
Of course.
Okay, big three. Let's go Otto Porter Jr., then GP2.
Makes the most sense.
And then Kevon Looney. What numbers are you putting on those guys?
Otto Porter Jr., you get a three. And it's not to say that you weren't impactful in stretches, but I thought about this on the drive in. Shout out the metering lights being set for Glacial this morning as I sat there. He was probably the eighth most important player in the playoff run. If you ranked all the Warriors who contributed, I would put him at eighth, and then you get into like Moody and Kuminga, 9, 10, whatever. But Otto Porter Jr. is replaceable. He's a good 3-and-D guy. He was a real solid starter. He started in the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
but
right.
I think that ultimately Jonathan Kuminga can grow into and take on some of the role that he provided you. So I have Otto Porter Jr. at a three.
I like your three. I like your three a lot. I'd love to have him back. But Otto Porter Jr., we forget what a name he has been in NBA circles. Like, I'm going to have a hard time buying that, especially after this performance. He fought through injury for this team. He hit big shots.
Yeah.
My gosh, he hit big three-pointers.
In the finals.
Yeah, there were big rebounds. Yes, there are times where you looked at his foot and you went, Mike, you
which
look...
Which one?
You're not even 30 yet? You look really kind of, right? You look old at times. But I have a hard time buying that some team is not going to put some coin at the feet of Otto Porter Jr. No pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended. Actually, that was great.
Yeah, thank you.
You tied it together quite nice. I think you're right about that. He's a good, solid bench player, 3-and-D guy, and somebody who obviously can be a contributor on a championship team. So I don't want to diminish his impact with the Warriors. But when you start to look at the roster and the long-term needs, I don't know if Otto Porter Jr. is as high on the list as our next player, Gary Payton II.
Before we do that, can I real quickly mention, like, do you know what Otto made this year?
He probably made like $7
million. $2.3.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. So that's my concern on Otto. Would love to have him back.
Yeah.
Somebody's not going to beat that.
You would imagine they would.
Somebody's going to beat that.
And, you know, with a three-year deal or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
GP2, I've got him at a four. And it's not that he isn't an absolutely unbelievably great defender and a unique defender, a guy who can just energize or bunny you not 94 feet the entire game. But I think about the growth of Moses Moody and the minutes that he can start to play. He's not the defender that GP2 is yet. I don't know if he ever will be, but I think he provides a little bit more of a two-way threat on the floor. And I think, to your point, Gary Payton is another guy who might be looking at a bigger bag elsewhere. I want to keep him. I'm just not desperate to keep him. I have him at a four.
I think that's perfectly stated. We'll change his nickname this offseason to GP4 because he's a four. And
nice.
and the reason for that is basketball-wise and emotional. Let's not forget, of all these guys we're talking about, I mean, Looney's been here for a long time. But this guy's on a one-year deal, and look at what happened to the relationship between him and the fan base in that one season. Somebody who was cut from the roster, showed up the next day and said, can I come back and just, you know, play basketball? And then ended up on the team. Takes us through this journey, becomes elite defensively, works on a jump shot to where he can knock down that corner three, high-flying dunker, so a great finisher in transition, but then also the guy who took the shot from Dylan Brooks and rallied the entire locker room around that moment. And so in some ways, I think even helped this team emotionally in his absence, and then fought his way back on a 6-week injury in 4 weeks to get back on the floor, not just get back, but contribute greatly in the NBA Finals and then show up with a water pistol.
Yeah.
I mean, he did it all. He did it all. You're right. You can't just have him at any cost. And he's one of these class. I have no idea what the market is going to be on GP2.
Yeah.
If it's reasonable, then match it and please get him back. If it gets out of control, then good for him. Good for him. And they showed in the other series without him that even though they love him and he's a big piece, they can also win without him.
And he's the kind of guy, though, that can be good for the 82 games, the regular season, but also for the 16 wins you need in the postseason, because you never thought he's unplayable, even though offensively he's not necessarily the biggest threat. It was almost at the point where they had to get him back because Boston was such a problem with Tatum and Brown offensively. You needed that second elite perimeter defender to be able to lock it down. So I wanted to put him at a five, but honestly, I think when you look at the long term and also for Gary, I have him as a four.
All right, so nobody's gotten a five yet. Does anybody get a five?
One guy gets a five.
Okay.
And he's number five.
I'm with you.
It's his number.
Yeah.
He's a five. He wears five. He's a five. It's Kevon Looney.
Number five.
The reason why he gets a five, and it struck me, is he's only 27 years old.
Crazy.
He's a baby.
Yeah.
Feels like he's been here forever. Now, he's not an actual baby, but with the fitness that he's acquired, his body's in better shape than ever. He was able to avoid injury. The guy played 104 games, Mark, in a singular NBA campaign. And what he does for this team, what he does for any team would obviously be good. He's a smart player. He's a great screen setter. He'll do the dirty work. He can rebound. He can guard 2 through 5 in spots. He can switch. He can play zone. He's just the greatest guy. But what he does for this team, I don't think you could replace him because they know him so well, and he's the perfect guy for this team.
By the way, he's so young, in fact, that he's actually not even 27
he's
yet.
He's only 26.
He's 26.
Still? Oh, my God.
He's turned 27 next year. Not until February will he turn 27.
Damn.
He has just completed a 3-year, $14.4 million contract. I think he'll get more. I think he deserves more. But almost has a little Draymond in him where I think the league might go, look, he's solid, but he's that good because of his surroundings on some level. If we suddenly give him $10 million a year, is he going to come in and be this huge interior presence for us if we're the Detroit Pistons or something like that? I'm thinking probably not. So he's more valuable to the Warriors than he is to another team. And the Warriors are more valuable to him than another team because it clearly raises his brand. It raises everything about him, his basketball life, because he is with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and being that guy. Now, he knows the system so well. He provides stability. Not knowing exactly what James Wiseman is going to do and who he's going to be this year. So for those reasons, I think he is not only a five, he's priority one.
Right.
He's priority one this offseason.
And I think we ranked it appropriately, which is Looney, then Payton II, and then Otto Porter Jr. And for the rest of them, I think it's really kind of just a pick and pop of what works. I don't think that Bielitsa will be back. The interesting one for me is Damian Lee. Because of, you know, how much does he provide comfort for Steph, not only on the court, but off the court? Family's important to the Currys. And, you know, whether it's Aisha and Sadell and the rest of them, to see him elsewhere, I don't know what effect that would have on Steph's off-court life.
Yeah, I'm with you completely on what this whole thing looks like in the offseason. We shall see. Alex Pavlovich, our Giants insider, is 10 minutes away. I have the quickest what are you doing, so let's hold it for a second so that we can get Filmo Mike in here, one of our favorites on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Filmo Mike, what are you doing? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. Chilling on my off day, and I must say, I'm going to give y'all some credit. You feel me? You guys, your chemistry was building up. You guys sound amazing on the radio, man. Y'all got one hell of a roster on 95.7 The Game, you feel me? But I just wanted to say Bonte was getting towards, I think he feels like the Giants have always had like some type of stars on their team. And even though they didn't win the championships, a lot of the time, you know, with Bonds, of course, and whoever else, they had stars even in 10, 12, and 14. You had real personalities. You had a chemistry. You had a dynamic to that team where they had great coaching, great defense, clutch hitting. But with this team, you really don't see that. And so I think he's getting toward like the history of the San Francisco Giants has been star charismatic players throughout the history. And the platooning, I think he feels like it's almost like a small market approach when we're a big city or a big area. Now, when it comes to who we going to keep, I say we keep GP2 and we keep Looney if we can. We probably won't be able to, but those are the two main players I said we keep. If Damian Lee got to go, I don't really think Steph is tripping all like that on Damian Lee, but I would love to keep Damian Lee. I think he's a lot better than what people give him credit for.
Fillmore, Mike, thanks for checking in with us, man, and for your very, very kind comments. That's awesome.
I think you just made a promo, Fillmore,
yeah,
Mike. I think you're, listen to the next promo from Brian Ratto because that was a strong take.
Hosts will listen to what you have to say when you start out with that. That is for sure.
Lead with a compliment or a Brian in Palo Alto, and you get an extra 20 seconds.
Can I say this real quick about his Giants take? And it's not that I don't hear. I mean, I get it. Oh, they platoon this, platoon that. I'm all about winning baseball games.
Does it work?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I also think here's what we forget. So we look back on 10, 12, and 14, and we go, Lincecum, Kane, and Bumgarner, we had stars! Were they? Stop and think for a second.
Well, they pitch every 5 days.
Do you think that nationally people were like, well, Matt Cain? I mean, our team needs a big personality like Matt Cain. They're stars because you look back on them and remember they won rings. And oh, by the way, only Madison Bumgarner was a key piece to all three.
Right.
There were times where the other two were unpitchable. To
Thank
go ahead
you.
And grab what we've been calling the Warriors for the last few weeks. the Giants back in 10, 12, and 14 were not made up of big names.
Is Hunter Pence a star? Or Pablo Sandoval?
They are here.
The only one is Buster Posey.
And even he is not someone who had a Bryce Harper, Fernando Tatis style of an imprint across the country and across the league.
Brian Wilson.
I mean, they're stars to you because they won. So if these guys win, you'll feel the same.
Yeah.
I promise you. I promise you, you will.
And baseball is one of those games where you don't necessarily have to have stars in order to win. You just have to be able to churn the lineup, turn it over. And the platoon thing, I don't love from the standpoint of, you know, when you're a kid, you knew the starting lineup of your team day in and day out. And this lineup, you don't even know who's on the roster anymore. But my thing, it comes down to just three little words, Mark. Does it work? Does it work? 107 wins last year, didn't work in the postseason. Okay, something to watch. So far, so good this year. If it doesn't work again in the postseason,
then?
Because I don't know if the platoon thing does work in the postseason. It does if your platoon guys play great.
Right.
But, you know.
If they get hits.
Right.
Yeah.
So that to me is where this all gets settled.
And I think that's a very, very fair question. All right. Alex Pavlovich is just a handful of minutes away. Very, very quick, okay? Gosh, we're late. What are we doing?
Seriously.
I have a lot to say.
My only weapon was my mouth.
But they just have one big question.
What are you doing right now? I mean, above all in life, is there anything better than providing a smile for somebody else?
Feels good.
That's it.
That's why I joke around a lot, Mark.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
I like when people laugh.
You like to run material,
just
do you?
Just call me Dibber Claus. And I hate arguing. I just hate arguing.
Do you?
Yes.
I mean,
you guys were triggering me this morning in my childhood.
I don't like, to me, spirited conversation and arguing are two different things. Like, does anybody?
It's a fine
line. I wonder if our listeners, like, do you all think Bonte and I are mad at each other?
No.
That's not an argument.
It's just, it was an argument.
It's a spirited conversation.
It was more than a spirited conversation.
Right. Anyway, put a smile on your face by doing this. You got to go check out my IG story, okay? You can go to MT Willard and it will put a smile on your face. I found yesterday the worst parking job that anyone has ever done in the history of mankind. They almost made it to the white lines. Not those kind of white lines. You know, the ones in the parking lot.
Grandmaster
grocery
Flash.
Store, right? White line. Yeah. Go watch. I'm telling you, just go look at it. You'll be like, what are you doing?
It looks like an abandoned stolen car. It's just left. Look,
I'm not one of these people that, you missed the lines. Like, I get it. You're in a hurry. You need to go grab some vegetables and get home for dinner. This is the most unbelievable thing you will ever see. You got to go check it out, and you'll say, man, what was that person doing?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
It's not even trying anymore. They've given up.
Alex Pavlovich, our Giants insider, 5 minutes away. Mike Silver in 35 minutes. This is Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.